According to an article in The Guardian, atheists tend to be seen as immoral, even by other atheists, according to a study. And I'll link to The Guardian article in the description below. And it says, religious belief is widely viewed as a safeguard against, quote, grossly immoral conduct, according to new research. Now, actually, this research is several years old now, but it's still worth looking at. It's quite extraordinary and very controversial, I think. It says atheists are more easily suspected of evil deeds than Christians, Muslims, Hindus, or Buddhists, even by fellow atheists, according to the authors of this study. The findings suggest that in an increasingly secular world, many, including atheists, still hold the view that people will do bad things unless they fear punishment from an all-seeing God. The results of the study, quote, show that across the world, religious belief is intuitively viewed as a necessary safeguard against the temptations of grossly immoral conduct. An international team wrote in the journal Nature Human Behavior, and the Guardian article links to the academic article if you want to read the stats on this survey. The article says it revealed that atheists are broadly perceived as potentially morally depraved and dangerous, end quote. I mean, this is really controversial, excuse me, because you'd think that atheists are just like anyone else, they're just people. But actually, they're not, according to most people, including atheists themselves. And in a second, when I finish reading this article, I want to come to one of the most famous advocates of political liberalism and freedom of conscience in the world, in the West, I mean, a guy called John Locke, and what he has to say about freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and tolerance. And how that applies to atheists, because he specifically addresses this question. Really interesting stuff. Back to The Guardian, it says the study measured the attitudes of more than 3,000 people in 13 countries on five continents. They range from very secular countries such as China and the Netherlands to those with high numbers of religious believers, such as the United Arab Emirates, the US, and India. The countries had populations that were either predominantly Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, or non-religious. Participants, and this is where it gets really interesting, participants were given a description of a fictional evildoer who tortured animals as a child, then grows up to become a teacher who murders and mutilates five homeless people. Extraordinary scenario. Half of the group were asked how likely it was that the perpetuator was a religious believer, and the other half asked how likely he was an atheist. And this is the stunning conclusion. The team found that people were about twice as likely to assume that the serial killer was an atheist. Extraordinary. And there's a quote here. It is striking that even atheists appear to hold the same intuitive anti-theist bias, or anti-atheist bias, I should say. The study's co-author, a psychology professor at the University of Kentucky, said. And then he goes on, I suspect that this stems from the prevalence of deeply entrenched pro-religious norms, he said. Even in places that are currently quite overtly secular, people still seem to intuitively hold on to the belief that religion is a moral safeguard. End quote. Now, of course, Muslims would say this is not surprising because of the fitra, this innate human nature that we have given by God, which is orientated to belief in God, to belief in justice and morality and so on. So, of course, that those who, articulate views that are contrary to that intrinsic human nature are going to be viewed slightly with suspicion. How can they be moral? That would be one view. And I'm just reminded, by the way, of that amazing quote by the Russian novelist Dostoevsky, who once said, if there is no God, everything is permitted. If there is no God, everything is permitted. you can do it, do everything, because there is no accountability. Ultimately, there's no right and wrong. There's no metaphysical foundation for morality. There's no transcendent basis to ethics at all, obviously, by definition, if one's an atheist. So I said I would come to John Locke, and this is the book I'm reading at the moment. I've just read his Second Treatise of Government, but the next text I'm now reading, called A Letter Concerning Toleration. Now, this was published in the 17th century. So this is a long, long time ago. John Locke was an Englishman, but he was one of the greatest political philosophers in the history of the West. Hugely influential even today. He had a big influence on the framing of the American Declaration of Independence, the US Constitution. Benjamin Franklin, the US president, says there were the three greatest giants in history that that influenced his thinking, and one of them was John Locke. The other ones were, by the way, with Newton and Bacon, by the way. But John Locke was really influential in informing the American revolutionaries' ideas about freedom, about conscience, about liberty, about tolerance, over against, you know, those old tyrannies in Europe, those monarchies and those repressive religious societies. So John Locke advocated in this letter, a letter concerning toleration. He aimed to end Christianity's wars of religion, because Christianity, when it had power, was very brutal. Christians were killing each other, extremely intolerant. And he called for the separation of church and state, which we see, of course, in America today, so that everyone could enjoy freedom of conscience. Now, I want to read from this book published by Oxford University Press the very words of John Locke himself. And in fact, what Oxford University Press have said on the back about him is not quite accurate or true. And I'm a bit shocked they say this. Maybe it's just a bit of PR on the back cover, because what Locke actually says is very different. When it comes to atheists, there is no toleration for atheists. And not only is that interesting, but the reasons why are interesting. So on page 159, and as you can see, I've highlighted the passage in A Letter Concerning Toleration, the famous John Locke, the apostle of liberty, the founder of modern political liberalism, had this to say: those are not at all to be tolerated who deny the being of a God. Promises, covenants, and oaths, which are the bonds of human society, can have no hold upon an atheist. The taking away of God, though even in thought, dissolves all. Let's read that again, because it's in quite old-fashioned English. Those are not at all to be tolerated. So in his society, in Locke's vision of an ideal society, there is no place for tolerating atheists who deny God. Why? Because promises, oaths, covenants, which he calls the bonds of human society, can have no hold on an atheist, he says. If you take away God, even in your mind, it dissolves all. Nothing holds. There's no commitment that actually lasts. And at the back of the book, the editor of the Oxford University Press book here, he has commented, as a modern writer, Locke believes atheists could not be tolerated, for these had no reason to keep faith with the social order. And then he goes on, his contemporaries, he mentioned Spinoza, did allow toleration of atheists. So in fact, his contemporaries, some of them actually did. So I think this is very extraordinary. Reminds me of Dostoevsky's statement just quoted earlier: if there is no God, everything is permitted. And I think it's a sentiment that the liberal John Locke would have agreed. Now, of course, we all know, I mean, I've known atheists, one or two atheists, perhaps. Well, one of them particularly, who sadly is no longer with us, but he was, in my mind, a very moral man. He was an atheist through and through. I mean, he had a good Christian upbringing, I suspect, quite an upper class. So in a sense, he assumed He was imbued with that kind of ethos that didn't come from atheism. It came from the distant echo of a Christian morality that was now kind of getting thinner and thinner in England. But my point is this, he was an upright character in terms of his morality. But as I said to him, because I was a Christian at the time when I knew him, you know, what is the foundation of your morality? And he simply said, well, it just is. And of course, that's not really an answer. As Dostoevsky keeps on saying, if there isn't a God, you can do what you like. There's nothing ultimately to stop you. So I think my friend Nick, as that was his name, was guided by his fitra to some extent, this innate disposition, despite his atheism, not because of it. And it's shocking that most of his co-atheists actually would tend to see them as atheists as immoral, actually potentially immoral. And that's why in America I think it's isn't it viewed as almost impossible if you are a politician seeking public office, let alone the presidency of the United States, you can't be an atheist, you can't be an outspoken atheist. You at least got to give lip service to usually Christianity, of course, to the belief in God, otherwise the votes won't trust you. And this is in an officially secular society that separates church and state along the very lines that John Locke himself advocated, and America has adopted John Locke's paradigm for political rulership. So even there, in an officially secular society, religion is key in the sense that people just don't trust atheists. What do you think? Please leave your opinions in the description below.